Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his
battle. Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Friday, the 27th of January, 2017. We're in the book of Isaiah, that is Yeshayahu in the Hebrew. And don't know how far we're going to get today. We're going to start in chapter 21. Some of the chapters need a lot of commentary. Some are very short. We'll know at the end of the show how far we're going to get. That's the best I can tell you. Isaiah is not going to be a three-chapter-a-day book. Sometimes we'll have a lot less, maybe even one chapter if it needs a lot of commentary. Sometimes we'll get four in. Can't tell. I'm not going to rush this book. It's too important. So let's get started in chapter 21 with verse 1. The prophetic utterance of the wilderness, 4057, of the sea. That was the wilderness was along the edge of the sea. As storm winds, 5492, in the Negeb, 5045, sweep on, 2498. It comes from the wilderness, from an awesome, 3372, land. Verse 2. A severe, 7186, vision, 2380, is declared to me. The treacherous dealer, 898, deals treacherously, 898. Same root word, but in the Hebrew, it's Habogad Boged. And the devastator, 7703, devastates, 7703. And in the Hebrew, Wahashoded Shoded. And the go up, Elam, E-Y-L-A-M, besiege, Madai. All the sighing, 585, of it I have made to cease. Verse 3. Therefore my loins are filled with anguish, 2479. Pangs, 6735, have taken hold upon me. And that is writhing in pain, serim. As the pangs of a woman that gives birth. I was bowed down from the hearing. I was dismayed, 926, from the seeing. Verse 4. My heart staggered, 8582. Shuddering, 6427, overwhelmed me. The twilight, 5399, of my pleasure, he turned into fear to me. Verse 5. Prepare the table, watchmen in the watchtower. Eat, drink, rise up, you officers, anoint the shield. In other words, oil the shields so they don't rust. Verse 6, because thus has Yahweh said to me, let's stop right here. Yahweh was removed and Adon, number 113, was placed in its place. That was a tampering by the scribes. I have removed that and put Yahweh back where it belongs. I have a book with all the places where they tampered. So I have set everything aright. Because thus has Yahweh said to me, go, set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. Verse 7, and he saw a chariot with a pair of horsemen, a chariot of asses, and a chariot of camels. And he listened diligently with much attentiveness. And he cried, a lion, O Yahweh. Let's stop right here. Again, they had removed the name of Yahweh and put in 136, Adonai. I have restored Yahweh to its proper place here. A lion, O Yahweh, I stand continually, 8548, upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am sitting upon my post every night. Verse 9, and you can reference verse 9 in Revelations chapter 14, verse 8, and chapter 18, verse 2. And behold, here comes a chariot of men with a pair of horsemen. And he spoke and said, Babel is fallen, and all the carved idols of our Eloheha, those are gods or mighty ones, he has broken to the ground. And that's capital H, he, because Yahweh has smashed Babel. Well, he's going to smash the Babylonian system when Yeshua Messiah comes back. That's coming up again. Verse 10. Oh, my threshing, 4098, and the sons of my threshing floor, that which I have heard from Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, that's the God of Israel, have I declared to you. Verse 11, the prophetic uttering of Duma, 1746. He called to me from Seir, that's the abode of Edom, okay? Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? And Duma, 1746, is from 1745. And that means death and destruction. Verse 12, the watchman said, the morning comes, and also the night. If you would inquire, 1158, then inquire, return, come. All right, here's another prophecy, verse 13. Pardon me, the prophetic utterance upon Arab. In the forest in Arab you shall lodge, 3885. O you caravans, 736, of Dedanim, 1720. Verse 14. The inhabitants of the land of Tema, 8485. Okay, let's stop here. 8485 is a son of Ishmael. Okay, the people of the Arabs come from Ishmael. The inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty. They met with their food him that fled, 6923. That's helped. Verse 15, because they fled from before the swords, from before the drawn sword, and before the bent bow, and from before the vehemence, 3514, of war. And here's verse 16. Again, the scribes altered this verse and took Yahweh out and put in Adonai, number 136, I have taken out Adonai and restored Yahweh. They keep taking out the holy name. All right. Verse 16, for thus has Yahweh said to me, within a year, according to the years of a hireling, 7916, that's a hired man, all the honor, 3519, of Kedar, 6938, shall fail. And 6938, Kedar was a son of Ishmael, and those, pardon me, I have to cough. There we go. They were the nomadic desert tribes of Arabia. Verse 17, and the remnant, 7605, of the number of archers, 7198, the mighty men of the children of Kedar shall be diminished. 4591, because Yahweh Elohe Israel has spoken it. That's the God of Israel, Elohe, plural possessive. Chapter 22 of Isaiah, verse 1. The prophetic utterance of the valley, 1516, of vision, 2384. What ails you now, because you are all gone up to the housetops, 1406. Now, let's stop right here. The housetops were flat roofs, because they even grew grass and food up on their roofs. They had very little rain. They hauled water up to the roof and watered the grass and the stuff, because if they were living in a city and the city was under siege, they couldn't go outside the city to their farm and pasture land outside the city. They had to grow grass to feed their animals on their rooftops. That was the reason for them doing that. Verse 2. You that are filled with shoutings, 8663, a city of tumult, 1993, a jubilant, 5947, city, your slain, 2491, are not slain with a sword, nor dead in battle. Verse 3, all your rulers, 7101, have fled together. They are imprisoned, 631, by the archers, 7198. All found in you, speaking of these cities, all found in you are imprisoned together that have fled from afar. Okay, let's stop. As the invading armies came through, they drove the residents of the land before them from the outlying villages, and they all fled into the city for protection with the big walls and gates and the troops. Verse 4, therefore said I, turn your gaze, that's one word, 8159, from me. I will weep, 1065, bitterly, 4843, urge, 213, not to comfort me, 5162, to comfort him, because of the devastation, 7701, of the daughter, 1323, of my people. Now, the daughter here is a metaphor for a city or a nation. Like the daughters of Jerusalem would be the outlying villages, the suburbs, in other words. Verse 5, because it is a day of discomfiture, 4103, and of treading down, 4001, and that means subjugation, and of confusion, 3998, by the Lord, that is Adonai, 136, Yahweh of hosts in the valley of vision. Okay, that is correct, putting that appellation before the name of Yahweh, the Lord Yahweh. If they substituted and just stuck Lord in there and took Yahweh out, that would be incorrect. of the Lord Yahweh of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down 6979 the walls, and of crying to the mountains. In other words, they were breaking down the city walls in conquest. Verse 6, and Elam bore the quiver, 827, with chariots of Adam and horsemen, specifically Adam. Okay, 120. Not Ish, men in general, but specifically Adam. And Kir, Q-I-Y-R, 7024, lay bare, 6168, the shield. And Kir means a city. Verse 7, and it shall be your choicest 4005 valleys shall be full of chariots, and the horsemen shall set themselves in battle array at the gate. And here's verse 8, and you can reference 1 Kings chapter 7, verses 2 through 5, and chapter 10, 16 and 17. Verse 8, and he uncovered, 1540, the covering, 4539, of Yehuda, and you looked in that day to the weapons, 5402, of the house of the forest. Now, what was the house of the forest? That was King Shlomo's house, Solomon's house. It was built of all the cedars of Lebanon, all wood house. Magnificent kingly palace. But that's what they called it, the house of the forest, because it was built of the wood of the forest of Lebanon, and they kept a lot of weapons in that house because it was the king's house. He had a bodyguard. Verse 9. You have seen the breaches, 1, 2, 3, 3, of the city of Dawid, because they are many, and you gathered together the waters of the lower pool. They were going to have a dearth of water, and the walls were broken in many places, and they had to try to stop those up and station troops there, and they needed water. Verse 10, and you counted the houses of Yerushalayim and have broken down the houses to fortify, 1129, as rebuild the wall. Yeah, they knocked down the stone houses and put the stones back in the wall to keep the enemy troops out. Verse 11, you made a ditch between the walls for the water of the old pool, but you have not looked to its maker, nor seen him that fashioned it long ago. 3335, fashioned it. Speaking of Yahweh, the maker, and him that fashioned it. They had an outer wall and an inner wall. Verse 12, and in that day the Lord Yahweh of hosts called for weeping and mourning, and for baldness, 7144, and for girding with sackcloths. He called for mourning, and the pagan practice was to shave the hair up above the forehead to make the head bald. So Yahweh didn't call for the baldness. He called for the situation where they would do that on their own. Verse 13, and behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen, killing sheep, eating flesh, drinking wine, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And verse 13, you can reference 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 32. Verse 14. It was revealed to my ears by Yahweh of hosts. Surely this iniquity shall not be covered, 3722, over until you die, said the Lord Yahweh of hosts. That was about the baldness and the partying going on, and they just never relented. They never came back to Yahweh. Let me get a hit of this hot coffee before it gets ice cold on me. Still warm enough to drink. Verse 15, thus says the Lord Yahweh of hosts, go, come to the steward over Shebna, 7644, that is over the house, and say, 16, what have you here? And whom have you here that you have hewed you out a sepulcher here, as he that hews him out a sepulcher on high, as he that cuts in a dwelling place for himself in a cliff, 5533. Verse 17. Behold, Yahweh will hurl, 2904, will hurl you away as a mighty man hurling, and will grasp you forcibly, that's 5844 doubled for emphatics. Verse 18, he will wind you entirely up, that's 6801 doubled for emphatics, that's sanof, I'm having trouble this morning. Sanof Yitzanafika. Say that five times as fast as you can. Blah, 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 blah. He will wind you entirely up, like he wound up my tongue this morning, with a winding, 6802, at Senefa. That means into a land, oh no, as a ball, 1754, into a land wide, 7342, on both hands, 3027. That means wide on, in all directions. There you shall die, and there the chariots of your glory shall be the shame of your master's house. He's talking about the steward over Shebna. Verse 19, I will drive you from your office, 4673, and from your post, 4612, shall you be pulled down, 2040. Verse 20, and it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, 471, the son of Hilkiahu, 2518, verse 21, and I will clothe him with your tunic, 3801, and strengthen him with your girdle, 73, and I will give your authority, 4455, into his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim and to the house of Yehuda. There's verse 22, and you can reference Revelations, chapter 3, verse 7. And the key, 4668, of the house of Dawid I will lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. Verse 23. And I will fasten him as a peg, 3489, in a sure, 539 place, and he shall be for a throne of glory in his father's house. Verse 24. And they shall hang upon him, 8:5:1:8, like he's a peg, hang upon him all the honor of his father's house, the offspring, 6:6:3:1, and the issue, 6:8:4:9, all vessels of small quantity from the vessels of bowls, 101, even to all the vessels of earthen jars, 5:0:3:5. So he's going to change kingships. He's going to get rid of the guy at Shebna and put another king in his place. Well, this was recounted in the verses that I read you earlier that you should reference. Verse 25, in that day declares Yahweh of hosts. Now it says in the King James, but it's ne'um, it's a declaration. Not emor to say, it's ne'um. And that day declares Yahweh of hosts, shall the peg that is fastened in the sure place be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden, 4:8:5:3, that was upon it shall be cut off. So he's going to remove him too, because Yahweh has spoken. Now that's amar. That's different than ne'um. That's spoken, to speak. Emor and amar, and that's all 559. Declare is 5002. And here we are in chapter 23. See, I'm going through these. Some of these are very quick. Here's verse 1. Talking about Tyre, and it's in the Hebrew, it's Zor, T-S-O-R, 6:8:6:5, and you can reference chapter 23, verses 1 through 18, in Ezekiel, chapter 26, verses 11 through 28:19. That's 26:11 through 28:19. Joel, chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. Amos, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. And the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 13 and 14. Now here's verse 1 of chapter 23. The prophetic utterance of Zor. Howl, you ships of Tarshish, because it is devastated without houses, without entering in, from the land of Kittim, 3794, it is revealed to them. Verse 2. Be silent, 1826, you inhabitants of the coastland, 339. You whom the merchants of Sidon, 6721, that pass over the sea, have filled. Verse 3, and by great waters the seed of Sychar, 7883, the harvest of the Nile River is her revenue, 8393, and she is the gain, 5505, of nations. Now that's gain from doing commerce. Verse 4, he's going to overthrow these cities. Be ashamed, Sidon, because the sea has spoken. The stronghold of the sea, saying, I do not writhe, 2342, that's kaleti, that's as from pain of childbirth. I do not writhe, nor bear children, 3205, nor do I rear, 1431, young men or rear maidens, 1330, those are virgin daughters. Verse 5, like the report concerning Mitzrayim, they shall be in great pain, 2342. That's another use for this word. It is yakilu here. They shall be in great pain over the report of Tzor. Verse 6, pass over to Tarshisha. That's Tarshish in the formal spelling. Tarshish by itself is the common spelling. Tarshisha is the formal proper name. Howl, you inhabitants of the coastland. Verse 7. Is this your jubilant city, 5947, whose antiquity ...6927... is from the days of old, 6924, whose feet carried her far, or carried her from far, to sojourn, 1481. Verse 8, who has counseled this against Tzor, the crowning city whose merchants, 5503, are nobles, 8269, whose traders, 3669, are the honored, 3513, of the land. Let's stop right here. Merchants, 5503, are sokareha, as one who goes about to trade and do business, and traders is 3669, is Kinyaneha, tied to 3669, Kanani, as the Kanani, the Canaanites, were often merchants. Now, what do the Edomite, Khazar, Canaanite Jews do today? They follow their bloodline. They are merchants. Okay, see how it ties in to today? Verse 9, Yahweh of hosts has planned it to defile the pride of all beauty, 6643, and to bring to contempt, that's one word, 7043, the honored of the land. Verse 10 of chapter 23. Pass through your land as the river Nile, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no more restraint. 4206, and 4206, mezak, means girdle. And the usage of that here is dubious. That's what the copy, that restraint is holding in from a girdle. There's a little doubt as to the accuracy of that. So I will let you know of that right now. There is doubt on that. Verse 11, he has stretched out his hand over the sea, speaking of Yahweh. He shook the kingdoms. Yahweh has commanded against Kenan, 3667, that is the coastal territory of the land of Canaan, in particular Phoenicia as seagoing merchants, to destroy the strongholds of it, 4581, strongholds. Verse 12. And he said, you shall rejoice again no more, O you oppressed maiden daughter of Sidon. Arise, pass over to Kittim. There also shall you have no rest. All right. The Sidonim were pagan idol worshipers. He's going to put the kibosh on those people. He's going to mess them up. He's going to do the same thing to all the idol worshipers today. Okay. Verse 13. Behold the land of the Kasdim. 3778. Those are the Chaldeans. The people that inhabited Babel. Those are the Kasdim. That was the name of the people, the Chaldeans. And the Chaldean language is very similar to Hebrew. Behold the land of the Kasdim. This people were not. Asher, that's the Assyrians, appointed, 3245, appointed it for desert dwellers, 6728. And those are Siyim. And that is an unknown yelping animal. We don't know what animal it was, but it might be a jackal. We don't know. But it's an unknown yelping animal. They erected, 6965, the siege towers, 971. They stripped bare, 6209. That is Oreru. And it can also mean raised, like leveled it. They stripped bare the palaces, 759, of it, and made it a ruin, 4654. Now, it leans in that verse in context when they made it a ruin that Oreru, 6209, would mean raised or tore them down, okay? That's how that leans in context, but it's not perfectly clear. So it can also mean stripped bare. Verse 14, howl, you ships of Tarshish, for your stronghold is devastated. Verse 15, and it shall be in that day that Zor shall be forgotten for 70 years according to the days of one king. After the end of 70 years shall Zor be as a song, 7892, of a whore. 2181, mostly associated with whoring to alien deities, because they were pagan idol worshipers. Verse 16. Take up a lyre, L-Y-R-E, a musical instrument, 3658, and go around the city, you forgotten whore. Pleasingly play. Pleasingly is 3190. Play is 5059. Many songs, 7892. So that you may be remembered. Verse 17, and it shall be after the end of 70 years that Yahweh shall visit Zor. That's visit is 6485. And that is visit punishment. And she shall return to her hire, 868, of a whore, and shall commit fornication, 2181, with all the kingdoms of the land upon the face of the land. Because they were all going to go back to idol worship. And Yahweh was going to smash all those great civilizations. And he has. All those cities are just little blurbs now. The great kingdoms are no more in that area. Verse 18, and her merchandise, 5504, and her hire, 868, shall be set apart, 6944, to Yahweh. It shall not be treasured, in other words, put in a treasury, 686, nor laid up, 2630, because her merchandise shall be for those that dwell before Yahweh to eat one's fill, 7654, and for choice, 6266, Tyre, 4374. And verse 18 has all the possessions of a subjugated sore being used by the servant of Yahweh, Israel. They're going to be conquered. And they were. They were. They were put down. All the stuff of all these enemies of true Israel today, he'll probably do the same thing of that. We're going to inherit the planet. We will be his chosen ones. What we got on 24? 24 is real short. I have 20 minutes. This is chapter 24. We're going to get to this chapter in. Behold, Yahweh makes empty, 1238, the land, and lays it waste, 1110, and twists, 5735, its surface, 6440, and scatters, 6327, the inhabitants of it. Here's verse 2. And you can, a lot of references here. Write them down. Verse 2 of chapter 24. Reference Exodus 22, verse 25. Leviticus 25, verses 36 and 37. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 19 and 20. Nehemiah chapter 5, verses 7 and 10. Psalms 15, verse 5. Proverbs 28, verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 10. Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 8, 13, and 17, and chapter 22, verse 12. That's for verse 2. Here's verse 2 of chapter 24. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest. As with the slave, so with his master. As with the maidservant, so with her mistress. As with the buyer, so with the seller. As with the lender, so with the borrower. As with the lender at usury, 5378, so with the lender at usury to him. So the usurers are going to have to borrow at usury. As we watch the Jews' financial empire self-destruct. Verse 3. Utterly emptied, that's 1238 doubled, shall be the land, and utterly plundered, that is 962 doubled, because Yahweh has spoken this word, and utterly empty is hibok tibok, and utterly plundered is hibos tibos. Verse 4, mourns, 56, and withers, 5034, the land, that's 776, the world, that means the global planet, 8398, Tebel, languages, 535, and wizards. The exalted, 4791, people of the land languish. Verse 5, the land is also polluted, 2610, under the inhabitants of it, because they have passed beyond 5674, that's transgressed, the Toroth, 8451, that's the plural of Torah, and means teachings. Changed to 498, Kalefu, the ordinance 2706, Kok, broken 6565, Heferu, the covenant 1285 of old 5769. Verse 6. Therefore, the curse 423 has devoured the land, and those that dwell in it are guilty 816. Therefore, the inhabitants of the land are burned 2787, and that's by Yahweh's anger. And few mortals, 582, remain. That's Enosh. Verse 7. The new wine, 8492, mourns. The vine, 1612, languishes. All the merry of heart sigh, 584. Verse 8. The exaltation, 4885, of tambourines ceases, the uproar 7588 of the jubilant 5947 ends, the exaltation of the lyre ceases. Verse 9, no drinking of wine with a song, strong drink shall be bitter to those that drink it. Now strong drink was a type of beer. Verse 10, broken in pieces 7665 is the city, 7151, of chaos, 8414. Every house is shut up from entering. Verse 11. An outcry, 6682, for wine, 3196, in the streets. All joy, 8057, has grown dark, 6150, that's Arabah. The exaltation of the land has departed, 1540. Verse 12. The city is left a waste, 8047, and the gate is smitten, 3807, with ruin, 7591. They broke the gates of the city. Verse 13, because so shall it be in the midst of the land among the people, as the shaking, 5363, of an olive tree. That's how they harvested the olives. But the olives and grapes are similitude of people left over after Yahweh's wrath. Okay? Shaking of an olive tree as the gleaning grapes, 5955, when the vintage 1210 is ended, 3615. 14, we're talking about the remnant. They shall lift up their voice. They shall sing joyfully of the excellency, 1347, of Yahweh. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Are we not, brothers and sisters, going to exult when Yahweh sends Yeshua, Messiah, back? Are we not going to sing praises to him? That's coming. We of the remnant will glorify him. Praise Yahweh. Verse 15. Therefore glorify, 3515, Yahweh in the east, 217, and that is Urim as the region of light. Sunrise. The name of Yahweh Elohe Israel in the coastlands, 339 of the sea. Verse 16, from the corners, 3671 of the land, shall hear songs of honor, 6643, to the righteous, 6662. But I said, leanness, 7334, to me. Leanness to me. Woe, 188, to me. The treacherous, 898, have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous have dealt very treacherously. 898 and 899 combined. Verse 17, dread, 6343. The pit, 6354. And the snare, 6341, that's literally a bird trap, are upon you, O inhabitant of the land. Verse 18, and it shall be, he who flees, 5127, from the sound of dread, 6343, shall fall into the pit. And that he comes up from the midst, 8432, of the pit shall be caught, 3920, in the snare. Because the windows, 699, from on high, 4791, are open, and the foundations of the land shake. 7493, that's an earthquake. This is stuff that's coming on the day of wrath of Yahweh. Verse 19. The land is broken asunder, 7489, doubled. The land is utterly violated, 6565, doubled. The land is greatly shaken, 4131, doubled. The land is broken asunder, that's Rora Hitaroach. And utterly violated, poor Hithaporera, and greatly shaken, Mot Hithamoteta. And they said there will be earthquakes in diverse places. All this goes up to Revelations. This goes to what Yeshua told us is coming. And people doubt that Yahweh's hand is in all of this. They are foolish. All right, let's finish chapter 24, verse 20. The land shall stagger, 5128, like a drunkard, 7910, and shall totter, 5110, like a hut, 4412. That's a little brush shelter. And the transgression, 6588, of it shall be heavy, 3513, upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. Verse 21, and it shall be in that day Yahweh shall visit, at 6485, visit upon, punish, that's to punish, visit upon the host of the high. Those are divine beings from on high, 4791, and the kings of the land, 127, upon the land. Well, these are the fallen angels. Visit punishment upon them. And the false rulers of the land, like the ones that oppress us today, he's going to gather up the fallen angels for judgment. Verse 22, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners, 616, are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the dungeon, 4525, and for a multitude, 7230, of days, they shall be visited, in other words, punished. Verse 23, then the moon, 3842, shall be put to shame. That's one word, 2659, kafera, and the sun be put to shame, when Yahweh of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his elders in glory. And remember, there's going to be great darkness poured out on the land. Yahweh's got it in hand, folks. Even Isaiah prophesies of what's coming. Yahweh's not going to fool around. It's time for us as individual Israelites to repent and get straight with Yahweh. We really, 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 all of us need to start being obedient children to our Father in heaven. Keep the feast, keep the food laws, keep the sexual laws, keep the business laws, teach your children, be honest with one another, all of these things. We need to set examples. And by the way we live and comport ourselves in this evil society we're stuck in right now, we will show the light of Yeshua Messiah to those of Israel that are not in the remnant yet. All we can do is lead by example, in other words. You can't make people do what we do, Christian Israelites. Can't make them. But you can show them, and they have to make a choice. You can witness to people by your personal behavior. And be joyful. Be joyful in your faith. Don't walk around with a dour face. Well, why are you so happy all the time? Because I'm redeemed and I'm going to be in the kingdom of Yahweh. That's why. Oh. And they may reject it right then, but it'll plant a seed. And somebody else they might meet that's an Israelite might water that seed. Now, sometimes the seeds are going to fall on fertile ground, like Yeshua said. Sometimes they're going to fall on stony ground, and they'll spring up for a little while and then fade away. And sometimes they'll just fall on barren rock and nothing will happen. That's not under our control. That's the Holy Spirit's job. We're to be the planters of seeds and the harvesters. We might bring a few home to the flock. And it's depressing today, yes, I understand that, that there's so many failures and so many people reject the message. But we can't give up. We can't quit trying. Somebody told us the truth, okay? Now it's our turn to pass that on. Pass it on in joy. And give thanks every day that you know Yahweh as your Father in heaven and Yeshua as your Redeemer. What a wonderful thing. And you can impart that to other people. And I know, oh, there's sin in the world and there's this and there's all these problems and all the pundits and the talking heads are pointing out all these things. This is wrong, and the Federal Reserve is this, and blah, 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 blah. We know this. But what we need to do is take the actions that we can take to help bring in the harvest. The harvest is ready, but the workers are few. And we all need to be part of the workforce of Yahweh. We all need to proclaim him and Yeshua Messiah and do it joyfully. Now, how can we not be joyful when Yahweh loves us that much? I mean, it's just, you know, what a marvelous, marvelous thing that he has done for us. Well, I'm down to about 1 minute. So I'll talk to you on Monday, and we'll get into chapter 25 of Isaiah on Monday. Praise Yahweh and Shalom Aleichem to all of you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.